Hello, everybody. Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. We've got a spicy little meatball today that we have done previously. It's devil's press and knees to elbows. 21-15-9 rep scheme. Pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25-pounders for women. Last time we did this was September 27th, 2021. If you want to go back and check your results for that day. We also have this as a two-person team version in case you want to do it with a partner because fitness with friends is fun. This is just a nasty combo. I remember doing this, pardon me, my kids have a cold, they've given me a cold. I remember doing this and I don't mind either one of the movements, but the combination hit me harder than expected, so I hope that you enjoy it. There's a lot of interference in there and the knees to elbows challenging normally, we're just extra challenging. And remember, we're all someplace different in our fitness journey, but if you are holding yourself to the standard that you're trying to, knees to elbows are knees to elbows. They're not knees to triceps, and they're not knees to armpits. So sometimes if you record yourself, see if the knee makes contact with the elbow, most of us are like, oh, I thought I was doing that, but I wasn't. That's why knees to elbows are so darn tough. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely, 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Certainly nothing is intended to be unbroken on this. It accumulates. The wild card option is assuming that maybe you don't have a pair of dumbbells, and so we've modified the workout to get it as close as we can with a barbell. So you're going to do a series of bar-facing burpees, clean and jerks, and knees to elbows. The clean and jerks are 95 pounds for the men, 65 pounds for women, and it's going to do the trick just fine. The scaled option for the day, devil's press again, but now in place of the knees to elbows, we have hanging knee raises, kind of making that a little bit more user-friendly, or V-ups or sit-ups. So ideally, one of those options will fit you well based upon wherever you are. And we've lowered the loading of the dumbbells to a pair of 25-pounders for men, and a pair of 15s for women. And also for the scaled option, we do give we give another option there in case you don't have dumbbells and you need to use a barbell. Of course, we've got videos showing you the movements there. Limited equipment option, all they need is a pair of dumbbells and a pull-up bar. So they're doing precisely the same as the workout of the day. And the dumbbells are, I guess you could say, lighter than what we normally program, and that's intentional because quite frequently a pair of 50-pounders are programmed for men and a pair of 35s for women, but that's not, for most people in my experience, the right loading for devil's press in a workout. A pair of 35s for men and a pair of 25s for women, plenty of fitness there and gets the job done. No equipment workout today. Now, the goal times for the limited equipment crew are the same as the prescribed workout of the day because the workout's the same. No equipment crew, 27, 21, 15, 9 reps for time of a burpee and a V-up. Last time this came around, it was a crowd pleaser to say the least. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. 3 farmer's carries. You choose the distance, you choose the load, and just 3 challenging farmer's carries, resting a couple minutes between each. Not supposed to go till failure, to when the dumbbells or kettlebells fall out of your hand. Just 3 challenging carries. And then wall walks. 10 to 20 reps. Not for time. Slow and controlled. Video showing that movement there. Cool down and stretching for the day, as usual. 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch, laying on your side. Cobra stretch for the old abs. And the frog stretch as well. As much as one can, I hope you enjoyed the devil's press, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's workout.